American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. The National Weather Service Des Moines said initial storm surveys confirmed at least EF3 damage from the Greenfield, Iowa tornado, which struck there on Tuesday. Additional damage evaluation will continue over the next several days, and results are subject to change. Here's Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds.
But I want to give a shout out to the community and everybody that has responded. Emergency Manager Cooper, thank you for coordinating. We've got incident sites set up here at the DOT headquarters.
More severe storms are possible on Thursday, according to the Storm Prediction Center. Storms could affect parts of the central and southern plains into the mid-south. Damaging winds, hail, and a couple of tornadoes are possible. The Biden administration is canceling student loans for another 160,000 borrowers, handing another multi-billion dollar bill to taxpayers. The Education Department announced the latest round of cancellation today, saying it will erase $7.7 billion in federal student loans. A conservative activist and political pundit is not convinced that the planned presidential and vice presidential debates will play out as the Biden-Harris ticket wants. Here's AFN's Chad Groening.
Vice President Kamala Harris doesn't know who her debate opponent will be, but she's already set up a favorable debate venue by accepting an invitation from CBS. Former President Donald Trump says his campaign has accepted an invitation for the VP debate to be carried on the Fox News channel in July or August. Trump has already agreed to debate Biden on CNN June 27th and on ABC September 10th. Robert Knight is a conservative activist and a columnist for The Washington Times. He is pleased that Trump has a precondition for that first debate.
I'm not sure the debate will happen because he's demanding now that President Biden have a drug test before the debate. In fact, the way he put it was, I'm demanding that high as a kite Biden take a drug test. I can't imagine Biden would submit to a drug test. And if he doesn't, President Trump could just drop out and say, look, I'm not going to go up against a juiced up guy. That looks bad for Biden. No matter what happens, whether he debates or whether the debate falls apart.
And Knight says as far as Kamala Harris,
we're not even sure she'll be the vice presidential candidate. She's the one in line right now, but she's not liked even by Democrats. So for her to say, oh, this is great, I'll be debating and so forth, I think Kamala Harris feels real secure looking at who would be conducting the debate, which is the left-wing so-called mainstream media. And same with Joe Biden. I was surprised when Donald Trump agreed to debates on ABC and CNN, both of whom hate Trump, are totally biased and will not be fair in the debate.
I'm Chad Groening.
Fox News reports a Catholic service organization has sued the Biden administration for religious discrimination after it was stopped from holding its longstanding Memorial Day Mass at a national park. Attorneys for the Knights of Columbus filed a motion for a temporary restraining order against the National Park Service in Petersburg, Virginia, Tuesday, after officials refused to grant a permit for the religious service at the Poplar Grove National Cemetery. This is the second year in a row the religious group has been denied a permit. Online censors have struck again against the pro-life movement. Here's AFN's Charlie Butts.
YouTube is the culprit this time in an incident involving Louisiana Right to Life. Spokeswoman Sarah Zagorski explains the situation.
After we uploaded a video exposing the abortion pill crisis in Louisiana, and essentially what we did is we exposed five different companies that were selling abortion pills to minors well past gestational limits set by even the FDA, which is 10 weeks, selling them to minors. They took down our video and actually canceled our entire channel.
So did YouTube offer a reason for their action taken against a video on dangerous and harmful abortion pills?
They said that it was harmful and dangerous information when actually it's the abortion pills that are harmful and dangerous.
Zagorski adds YouTube is violating its own policy with other videos that have free rein on the site.
They have videos up of other groups promoting the abortion pills, so it was completely ludicrous there claiming we were the ones that were unsafe in the situation.
YouTube did end up restoring Louisiana Right to Life's channel, but the factual video in question is still missing in action.
I'm Robert Thornton.